With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton charged with storing top secret records in his home and allegedly sharing them with relatives known to contain classified information.
John Bolton has been charged with mishandling classified documents. Now, Bolton is, of course, a former National Security Advisor from the first Trump administration. He's been a longtime adversary of the president since his departure from office. This investigation dates back years, but it burst into public view in August when the FBI raided his home in Bethesda, Maryland, and his office in Washington, D.C. in search of classified records. Bolton's legal team already indicated that many of the records that were found actually date back decades and reflect his longtime career in government service.
That is correspondent Eric Tucker reporting. In the meantime, Bolton sharply denies any wrongdoing in the classified documents case. If the government shutdown continues, trouble could be looming for some 40 million people who receive food aid.
Some states have stopped approving new applications for the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, known as SNAP. SNAP recipients receive benefits on prepaid cards that they can use for groceries. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, which oversees the program, sent letters to state agencies telling them to not send files that would clear the way for the cards to be loaded at the start of next month.
Meanwhile, House Speaker Mike Johnson says Democrats need to decide what happens next as the shutdown continues to loom.
Many of you have asked all of us, how will it end? We have no idea. It's up to the Democrats, and they have to decide it. And judging by their outrageous behavior, the Democrats appear perfectly happy.
And shut down now in the third week. This is SRN News. An international journalism group is endorsing transgenderism.
The World Press Photo Organization has dispensed its 2025 awards for best news snapshots, and the European winner was of a young woman who had undergone a double mastectomy in order to live as a man. The shot was taken by Dutch photographer Prins de Vos and has sparked outrage in many places around the globe. Critics say what happened to the subject amounts to mutilation, and a journalistic organization should not be promoting the practice. Michael Harrington reporting.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signing a measure that makes the state's physician-assisted suicide law permanent. It was to have expired in 2031. The law allows anybody who is at least 18 years of age and has a terminal disease to obtain a deadly dose of drugs from their physician. A small but growing number of states are embracing the practice. This is SRN News. The latest on mortgage rates in the United States. Here's correspondent Alex Vega.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.27%. This brings the average rate back to where it was 4 weeks ago, just above its lowest level for the year. Mortgage rates have mostly eased since late July in the lead-up to a rate cut last month by the Federal Reserve. The average rate has remained above 6% since September 2022, the year mortgage rates began climbing from their historic lows. The housing market has been in a sales slump ever since. I'm Alex Vega.
Department of Energy finalizing a $1.6 billion loan guarantee to one of the nation's largest power companies to upgrade some 5,000 miles of transmission lines across five states, mostly in the Midwest. That would be for a fossil fuel-run energy. More details at srnnews.com.